Yes, there was a little misunderstanding between me and the secretariat, but we resolved it. So we can continue with agenda item 14A. So my question was if there are any comments from the delegates on document number 12, the status of the international conventions and agreements affecting inland navigation. This document gives an overview of the contracting parties to the various legal instruments. So I would like to propose to have a look at it. And if there are any mistakes in this list, on page 2 up to page 5. It would be nice if you could inform us about this so we can make the necessary changes. If not, we can continue. I don't see any requests from the floor. So I would like to propose the following draft decision. The working party took note of the information on the current status of legal instruments relevant to inland navigation as presented in document ECE Trends, sorry, SC3 2022 number 12. Governments were invited to keep the Secretariat informed about any rectifications or additions to this document. The Working Party encouraged governments to accede to United Nations conventions and agreements of relevance to inland navigation if they have not yet done so. So I didn't mention this before, but this is something we ask at every session to encourage governments to accede to UN conventions relevant to inland waterways. If there are no objections to this draft decision, then we can continue with agenda item 14B about the application of resolutions for the Economic Commission for Europe on inland navigation. And for this document, number 13 was issued. And this document contains the updated list of SE3 resolutions that are in force, and I would like to recall the discussion we had at the 65th session of SC3 last year on how to improve the monitoring of application of resolutions and their efficiency. And I give the floor to the Secretariat to inform us about this this document. Ms. Ivanova, you have the floor.